This is Tom Warren asking you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. As members of what we sincerely believe to be the church which Jesus promised to build, as the record is given in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, the one which he purchased with his own blood, Acts chapter 20, verse 28, we feel obligated to proclaim the truth and to defend the church and the word of Christ against unfounded charges. It is the will of Christ that his people should earnestly contend for the faith once for all delivered unto the saints, Jude verse 3. This defense of what we conceive to be the truth of God is not undertaken with any feeling of animosity toward anyone. We would, if given the opportunity, give aid to all who would profit by our assistance. We hold only goodwill in our hearts toward all men. The Bible teaches in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, that we are to do good unto all men, especially they of the household of the faith. And in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48, Jesus made clear in the Sermon on the Mount that if you would be truly sons of the Father who is in heaven, you must do good to all men and not salute only your brethren. But the Bible teaches that we're not to believe everything which purports to be the message of God. We're not to stand idly by while men deny that God exists, or while men deny that we can know that God exists, or while men deny that the Bible is truly the Word of God, or when someone teaches that the Bible teaches something which it does not actually teach. We're taught in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God, for many false prophets are gone out into this world. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, we find that the people of Berea had nobility ascribed to them for this one reason, that they searched the Scriptures daily to see whether or not the things that were taught were so. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, the Apostle Paul said, Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. This is a responsibility of every one of us. It's a responsibility which you have. It's a responsibility which you have as you listen to this broadcast and every other broadcast or every other teacher or preacher to whom you may listen. And I urge you to take your pencil and paper and write down the passages of Scripture which we shall be studying. Take your own Bible and read for yourself. Do as did the people of Berea, to search the Scriptures daily to see if the things were taught were so. This we cannot fail to do and be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ who died for us. Not long ago I read a little pamphlet in which various statements were made setting forth in particular this idea, and I quote from the pamphlet, But a sinner is justified before God by faith alone, by faith without works. Luke says, As many as were ordained to eternal life believed, simply because this was the one thing necessary. I am stating, the pamphlet goes on to say, that baptism has nothing whatever to do with justification except to declare it formally. So we are not baptizing him in order to help him get saved. On the contrary, we are baptizing him because he is already saved. He would not be a scriptural subject for baptism until he is saved. Now that's the end of the quotation. And I would like, in all kindness and in love for God and for the person who wrote it, and for every person in this world, to consider this statement in some detail. The above quotation that I've just made shows that the writer occupies the following positions. First, that salvation is by faith only. In other words, he holds that faith is the one and only condition of salvation. Secondly, he holds that baptism has nothing whatever to do with salvation, that one is saved before and without being baptized in obedience to Christ. Now, our time is gone for today, but for tomorrow, we'll continue with this approach. Be sure to be with us at that time.